Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Tuesday, 26th of January.
That it is.
Exciting day. Hope you guys enjoyed that interview that we had yesterday. I thought it was a surprisingly good podcast.
I was quite surprised as well.
Just for those of you who haven't listened to us for a while, we had a friend on who happens to be a professional dancer as well as a rock climbing instructor.
Yes. A twofer.
And he tends to be over the top sometimes.
He's a little intense.
A little intense. And so yesterday we had him on the show, and he actually did. I was really pleased by the.
I don't know if I'd go really pleased, but I was pleased with what he said.
I mean, not by what he said, but just by the content. Like, he stuck to the podcast. I was just happy about it, you know?
He only slipped twice on the F-bomb.
Yeah, only two F-bombs.
I actually thought that we were going to. Within 5 minutes, have to stop and like re-inform him.
Like we don't like F-bombs that much.
F-bombs aren't that great.
Yeah, we'll use them on the. I think we've decided that we're using them on the occasion now. Rare occasion. Once a month.
If it's needed, I think. It's not so much that we're going for shock factor, but I think that I'm not so much afraid of getting the explicit anymore. I think that might up our ratings as well.
I would agree, because...
they make us a little bit different than everybody else.
I don't think there's a single health and fitness podcast that has an explicit rating. Yeah. So, let's get one, damn it.
Yeah, bitches. I don't know.
Okay, so as some of you may know, Tyler and I are heading to Costa Rica.
The Rica.
In, it's about a fortnight, right?
It is about a fortnight now.
Excellent. Which is 2 weeks, for those of you who don't speak Old English.
Old Lincoln.
Yes, Abraham. So, sorry, I have some delicious blueberries, yogurt, protein powder, and almonds all mixed together in a delicious concoction, which kind of ties into what we're doing. If you know him, then you'll like this, but Alan Cosgrove. You know, are you familiar with Alan Cosgrove?
I've heard the name multiple times.
Well, if you look right up here, at this workout that Tyler and I both like, it was written by Rachel Cosgrove. I believe it's Rachel, which is Alan Cosgrove's wife, right? So this workout that we're about to talk about, which is the topic of today. Sorry, I'm feeling kind of disoriented.
Yeah.
It's a kick butt. It's a kick-ass workout. Let's not lie. And the Cosgrove family is just fantastic. I'm using... Alan Cosgrove's Warp Speed Fat Loss Diet, just to drop a couple extra pounds, and it's
sum
good
that
stuff.
Up. What's that?
It's a 28-day, like, it's a reasonable way to lose fat, and the meal plans are all written out for you, so you have 28 days worth of eating just set out for you. It's really nice.
Okay.
And so I'd recommend picking that up. It's kind of cool. But we're going to go over the Spartacus workout that Rachel Cosgrove and who else was wrote it?
And Adam Campbell.
Okay. So what it is, in short, is 3 10-minute circuits of 10 exercises. So yes. You do each exercise for 1 minute, move on to the next, and continue on from there. And it will destroy you. If you do this right, it is a disastrous workout.
Yeah, also, we both got this information from Men's Health. I'm sure that you can. We'll have a link at menshealth.com, so you can actually see visuals of these exercises. But yeah, this workout kicks your butt,
right?
Which is really nice, and I like it in the sense that there's a lot of different movements. Mm-hmm. It's not your normal workout.
Well, you
like,
do have
exercises.
What, 3 lunge variations.
Yeah,
you have a forward lunge, a lateral lunge, and scissor jumps, which are terrible. I hate those.
But those Let's go in order. Okay. Go in order. So the very first exercise you do is the they call it the goblet squat.
So let's pretend like you're holding a goblet of water. Open up your legs to a sumo squat stance, and you squat for a minute. Yeah,
basically you hold a weight as if it's a goblet, and you squat for a minute.
It's up.
Yeah, it's not fun. None of these are really fun. Actually, this next one's easy, I find. The mound climber.
Oh, wait, I have the dumbbell swing next.
Really?
Mine's. I have mine on the iPhone, so it's set up for me. Yeah, you go down.
Station 1, station 2, station 3, station 4, See, 5.
I have goblet squat, then I go single arm dumbbell swing.
Oh, that's interesting. I think that mixed those up.
I think that's what on the website do. Well, whatever. I'm going to go with mine because I have to search for the next one.
Okay.
So then you go
Mine's all on one poster because I got it from the actual magazine.
Right, and I just got it for free on the interwebs. So the next one we're going to go to, because I guess you could really do any of these in any order.
Yeah,
it
doesn't really matter.
Is the single arm dumbbell swing.
Basically, this is more of your basic kettlebell move. Right. You do it with a dumbbell.
Yeah, so I think they made it for ease of use because a lot of gyms don't trust people with kettlebells. So they lock them up and put them with their trainers. So if you have access to kettlebells, I think a kettlebell would probably be better with this.
In all honesty, I think if you were to just use a kettlebell through all these exercises, it would be fine.
Except for the last exercise, the thrusters, you kind of need dumbbells. I guess you'd need two kettlebells for.
Yeah, you need two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you just need weight for all these.
Yeah.
The single arm dumbbell swing, basically it's your basic kettlebell move where you're doing a squat and also throwing your hips forward and moving your arm in a frontward lateral raise.
Right. So you're swinging a paint bucket pretty much. Yeah. Through your legs and up parallel. Then I have the split jumps.
Split jumps.
Next, which are, in my mind, the hardest part of this workout.
They are not fun. Basically, you get in the lunge position. Lunge, like, get your knee close to the ground, jump, switch legs, land in it, jump, switch legs, land in it, jump, switch legs, land in it. It sucks.
That's one of those exercises that, even if you have bad knees, you don't have to go all the way down. You can just come to a point where your knee is comfortable. Yeah. So you don't have to go to full depth if you're talking about knee health. Work your way down. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Work your way down, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Moving on. We're just going to go through all these exercises, then give our take on it. A side lunge and touch. So, which is just, it's a lateral lunge, but you have weights in your hands and you reach for the floor each time. Which I find is almost like a break. Unless you, like, push really, really hard through them. What do you feel about them?
The one thing when I was doing it, I found it very hard for me to keep my foot straight. Like, the foot that's not moving.
Really?
Like, I always wanted to pivot it and turn it around.
Interesting.
Like, I never, because you're basically, if you were, like, boxing the wall, not boxing, uh-huh. but, like, your feet are straight at a wall, whenever I did the side lunge, I always wanted to pivot my foot. I never kept it straight.
Interesting.
That was the hard, I mean, just in the form aspect, that was the hardest for me, was just, I always wanted to turn my foot.
Weird.
I don't know if that really would have changed much, but that was the one thing that I consciously kept being like, Tyler,
don't do that.
Keep your foot blanking forward. Right. Like, I was getting pissed off at myself.
You're like, do the damn exercise.
Yeah. But
so
it is kind of one of the more relaxing ones.
Unless, like, I found the last round I did it, because you do this three times, I dropped the weight, like, I just did with no weights. I just went back and forth real quick. That makes it a lot harder. So you can choose to make the intensity high here, and I think you should. So we'll continue to a front lunge with a dumbbell at your chest, and you're just rotating through, which is nice. It's an all right exercise.
Yeah, it's a nice. So basically, you take a lunge, look left, get up, make a lunge with your right, look right, like turn your shoulders into it, kind of thing. Rotate your body.
Get some obliques in there. All good. Then you have the mountain climber.
This one I felt was more of a rest. Like,
are you
mountain
serious?
Climbers to me, I just don't.
Do you do them fast?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Everyone hates mountain climbers.
I'm fine with them.
Are you doing them right?
Yeah, I'm doing them right.
Are you? Do you smoke pot before you do them?
No, I honestly just don't. For some reason, mountain climbers don't bother me.
We're going to have to do this workout together.
Okay.
Because I don't believe you.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I mean, yeah. Not, yeah, okay. We're just going to have to talk about that. Because mountain climbers, you're in a push-up position, and it's pretty much just you're switching knees towards your chest as fast as you can. So you, it's like you're marching in place, but you're on the ground instead.
Yeah, it's kind of like crawling without your arms moving.
Yeah. I can't believe you think those are easy.
They're just, it's one thing that for some reason it comes easy to me. I don't know. Like, I just, like, I just zone out and I do them.
I
don't have to focus on them. Like, I just can do them. That's why I find them easy, is I just can do it. I don't have to focus on really the form that much.
Okay, we'll move on.
The next one is difficult because I have to really focus on form.
Okay, this is where I switch the exercises out, because with my wrist, it doesn't work out well. So I put in TRX exercises in here, which is
TRX?
The yellow hanging strap, pretty much. It's like handles that hang off six objects.
Think like the Olympic rings, but really low to the ground, and you can play with, and like you do exercises with them.
Yeah.
It's more the visual.
Yeah, that works.
Because not everybody's like, oh, yellow straps, because... At least in my gym, they're hidden in the personal training area.
Yep. That's where we have them, too. So, I get to use them and you don't.
So.
Bitches.
So.
So, the regular exercise calls for T push-ups, where you do a push-up and then rotate into a T, come back down, do a push-up, rotate into a T.
Because I over-rotate sometimes. I'm completely opened up and, like, falling backwards.
Oh, that's funny.
So, that's harder in the sense that I have to really focus on it.
Right.
The mountain climber's just cardio.
But, I mean, okay, you're getting down, like, here, and you're just, boom. You know? That sucks. Like, that really sucks.
It sucks, but I can just zone out and do it. Okay, continue on. Okay. Dumbbell row.
Okay, fine. Dumbbell rows. Bend over rows. Nice, quick, and easy. Just two dumbbells drawn to your chest.
Yeah, this one's easy.
Moving on. We got...
The push-up position row.
Renegade rows, for those of you who know that. So you get in a push-up position, draw one hand to your rib cage, put it back, draw the other hand to your rib cage.
And you actually never get down into a... Like, you get in the... I guess it's erect push-up position.
It's a long plank.
Yeah, tall plank. You don't get in the lower. You don't push down.
Yeah.
Pull, yeah.
And this one I change out for TRX, too, personally. Oh. I do rows on this. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, this next one is a dumbbell push press. Basically, the best way to really kind of visualize this one is pretend like you're picking up something, then lifting it over your head.
Like, so your hands don't go below your shoulders.
Yeah,
though.
But like it's on your shoulders, and you got to give that extra push to push it up.
Yeah, it's like you're loading stuff onto a truck. That's above your head. And these ones are hard.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, these ones you should be able. You should cry by the end of. I think.
Oh yeah, I think all of these for the most part,
except the mountain climbers.
The mountain climbers I just zone out on.
Those are one of the hard mountain climbers, and the push press are my
the
least
one
favorite.
Thing that's frustrating about the mountain climbers is my boxers right up. That's the one thing that's frustrating about the mountain climbers.
That's funny.
Is that my boxers?
You could do them on a Bosu ball if it's not hard enough for you.
It's not hard. I'm just saying I don't. It's a nicer one of the ones that I.
You said it's a rest.
I find it to be more resting mentally. That's kind of what I was going with it. I don't have to think during it.
But I just think it's really difficult. Like, whenever I did them in my boot camp classes, everyone hates mountain climbers. Like, across the board, no one enjoys them.
I'm not going to be like, hey, let's all go do mountain climbers for the next hour, but it was out of the 10, the single arm dumbbell swing, mountain climbers, and I like the lunge rotation. Those are probably my three favorite to do.
Like, easiest to do?
No, just like, I enjoy doing them. It's, I get into like my zone out. Do it and move on.
Okay, I'll buy that. I like the push. I like the ones where I have like they make me want to cry because then I know I'm working. I like the I like the mountain climbers for that reason. I don't like, I mean, it's not like, hey, they're my friend, but I like them because they make me work.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the push press is always a good friend.
But
so then after this, you take a minute rest.
It's two.
Oh, 2 minute rest. Then you do it again. Then you take another 2 minute rest. And then if you choose to, you can do it one more time or two more times. So I was on the website looking at it, and they said go to where your fitness level is, and you can choose to do 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, the nice thing is that if you do it really in the increments of a minute, then like resting, it basically takes 41 minutes.
Yep, because you warm up and just go.
No, I mean, that's just the workout. The warm-up that you would do, I guess, would be a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah.
It says that if you do it, it's 41 minutes. And it also says that the average guy will burn 731 calories, roughly between 600 and 850 calories, mattering on difficulty and whatnot.
I wore my heart rate monitor through my warm-up, foam rolling, and I did a set of squats beforehand.
Okay.
So 3 sets of squats beforehand, and then went into it. I burned 1,100.
Spectacular.
Yeah. So if you kill it, you can really increase your caloric burn. And then I did some cardio after that, so I was probably in the 1,500s yesterday, 1,600s.
Nice.
Yeah, very exciting. So, who's this workout appropriate for? That's the real question.
I find it's appropriate for people that want to work out fast and not that frequent. It's kind of that good, just 100% solid, boom, bam, I'm out.
Right, because, I mean, hell, you can even do this one time through and you're done, you know?
If you do it fast and well.
Yeah. I mean, like, say, oh, crap, I got 15 minutes. Do run in place real quick, do some jumping jacks, and then hop right into this workout. It can really benefit you.
In all honesty, if you were to do it with no weights, just body weight, and do it once, it's a really nice warm-up.
Uh-huh.
If you just kind of, like, did it nice and easy.
Nice and slow, yeah.
This is actually not a bad warm-up, but it
well
kills you in the sense of
doing let's not lie to ourselves. A warm-up for a trained person.
Yeah.
Not a good warm-up for an untrained person. So I wouldn't recommend this if you haven't worked out in 10 years. Something like that.
But 7. Go ahead and try.
7 years. Yeah, yeah. You should have been working out for at least 3 months, I think, before trying this workout. Because it's, I mean, there's some difficult moves, and you should be sure of your form before going into it. Anything else people need to know about this workout? Because we're just fans of, like, making sure you guys know what's going on in the fitness world. And this seems to us to be a good workout.
So often, like, every month in Men's Health, they have, like, the workout of the month. And so often I just kind of go, huh, whatever.
Right.
Like, that's clever and catchy. This one I really liked. So that,
yeah.
And then I did it one day. And then 2 days later, Keon's like, oh, I had this great workout. And I was like, oh, what is it? He's like, the Spartacus. And I was like, oh, I did. Oh,
weird.
I know what. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we then figured we'd talk about it.
Yep.
Ipto facto, here it is.
So just real
that
quick.
That was not the right use of ipto facto.
No. And you don't even say ipso facto right.
I don't even care.
I know you don't. I'm gonna let you know what the TRX motions I do. I do like a push-up with rotation instead of the T rotations.
Okay, instead of the T push-ups.
The T push-ups, I do a push-up in the TRX. And then rotate with one hand and then come back to center, do a push-up, and do the other one. Just to
so basically you do a T push-up, but just using those...
The TRX,
TRX.
Yeah. And then for the renegade rows or the push-up position rows, I'll get into a high bridge position. So where you lift your hips up, grab the TRX from the bottom, and then I rise up. So I'm like my whole body is a plank, and then my legs drop off, and then I'll do one arms pulls.
So technically like an inverted row?
Yeah, inverted row, pretty much, but with your hips up. So it's pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty difficult. That's a good. If you have access to a TRX, you can always switch out. You could do this whole workout with TRX, pretty much, as your resistance. So
sweet,
very cool. I think that will do it. Tyler and I both have some work to get to tonight, and. Well, we just need
That's
to get going. Yeah. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Tyler, why don't you take us out of here? I don't remember what you said either.
I don't remember what I said either. So let's... Oh, I do remember what I said.
Celery.
Banana.
Right, okay. Celery
and banana.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.